It's May 23rd, 2017, our son Ian's birthday. Wow. And this is Inside Out, the naked truth. And we're coming to you from the Santa Cruz Mountains of California, broadcasting from Lupin Lodge, where clothing is optional.
But the truth is always naked.
I love that part. I'm Errol Strider.
And I'm Rochelle Alicia Strider. And we welcome you to our home at Lupin Lodge. We invited you over tonight for some conversation about the human condition. Oh, my goodness, with all its eccentricities, sprinkled with laughter, good music, and the many voices of Errol Strider.
Oh, sure, I'm one of the voices there. Yeah, this is me here, bringing voice and coming through here. Right, you guys, okay, wait a minute. Okay, guys, it's fine, thank you, but okay, we're going to go on. I hope we'll get to you. Okay, go ahead.
Our time tonight is sponsored by Go Raw, 100% raw food that not only tastes good, but is good for you. And you can find it in Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, and the organic section of Costco. Just go to goraw.com to find out where Go Raw can be found in your neighborhood.
Oh, I wish you could see Rochelle. She's got a twinkle in her eye when she says that. Make no bones about it. That's what it's all about, and that's what's going on. And it turns out that make no bones about it is our featured phrase of the week. We're talking straight talk here, telling it like it is, the honest-to-goodness lowdown. That's what we're exploring tonight. No bones about it. Something my mother said to me when I was a kid, quite often, she said, I've got a bone to pick with you. That was never a good sign. Picking a bone with my mother was not like picking a wishbone. No, it was unlikely that I was going to get my wish. It usually meant that there was something I did that she did not like, and the chances were good that I was going to either get yelled at or my bones were going to get a good slap. No bones about it. But for our purposes tonight, rest assured, I don't have a bone to pick with y'all. However, there are certain individuals, forces, and points of view that I hear about through the media with whom I do have several bones to pick. Pretty much the folks who are, running things to the ground, I fear. Make no bones about it. There is a whole lot of distortion, confusion, and outright meanness that's running things. So join us tonight as we attempt to get to the bones, if not the marrow, of what is most essential in our lives. The main problem, boom, 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 timpani drums, and what to do about it. Snare drum snapped. As usual, we're going to spice it up a little bit with some surprises. So anyway, make no bones about it. Here we go.
My take on it. Well, I said, let us not blunder through life. Let us be conscious of the footsteps we take. Make no bones about it. We can become more and more aware until awareness is who we are and we are joyfully engaging with the moment-to-moment particles that comprise our life. Make no bones about it. It is possible. It just requires diligence and fortitude and, of course, the desire to go where we've never been before. Make no bones about it. It is possible.
Make no bones about it.
Did you know? average, you had over 200 bones. Most of them have names, but none of them live alone. The long or short or flat or called you regular too. They protect, move, and support. They make your blood cells too. The skull is called the cranium. It covers your mind. The spinal columns underneath with vertebrae in line. The ribs and sternum all connect. It's your thoracic cage. Your shoulder fits above with clavicles and shoulder blades. Make no bones about it. Got a bone upon it. It's a bone of contention. I got a bone to pick with you. Sticks and stones will break my bones. But you never hurt me. Give the dog a bone. Wish upon a wishbone too. Your upper arms are humerus. It's not your funny bone. The radius and all.
Was Dr. Pete Altrix, Rock with the Doc. I don't know. That's what it said. But I was rocking. Make no bones about it. That's who it was. And as I was listening to that song, I realized that bones don't get really appreciated. Because,
until they break.
Wait a minute. Let me finish. Sorry. Bones get really appreciated because when they're really doing their job, you're not even aware that they're there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, talk about a humble part of your life.
I think all our innards are like that. Everything under our skin.
There are all these inner parts, and they're going, and just to keep you going. It's funny because when they show pictures of them in the books, and I look in the pictures, I can hear them going, we don't look like that. You know, when you see like a picture of an organ, like a lung or a heart or a kidney in a book,
mm-hmm.
but the real, you know, they see me looking at those pictures of them. Are you getting this? Are you with me here on this? They see, and I can hear them sing in there. That's not what it's, that doesn't look like that. There's no paper in it.
But how
for
are they going to know what they look like? They're inside them.
Because they can see each other. The lung guys, they look at the, whatever is next door to the lungs. and they have like a committee meetings periodically.
I always realize how ignorant I am when it comes to things of the anatomy. Like I walk around with all these organs and things and bones and ligaments and muscles and everything. But I am so ignorant about where they are and what they actually do, you know. And I have to confess it. And it's kind of sad. I mean, I appreciate them. That goes without saying. Well, like, make no bones about it. I appreciate every part of me, but I don't know them very well.
You know what they call bones after you're dead?
Skeletons.
Right. So
I win. I win. What did I get?
Skeletons. It's good. I don't know. I would have liked to have said the punchline myself, but that's okay.
But I knew it.
Oh, there you have it.
Well, it was very interesting when I looked up the word bone, and a bone, and it said skeleton, the skeleton of us, you know, that is comprised of bone. But then there was the word boner. And my kids were very clear about what a boner was. And you have to take the sexual connotations away from boner And the dictionary definition of boner, at least the older ones, is blunder. It's a blunder. When you make a boner, you make a blunder.
No, you just ruined the old sexual definition of a boner for me. It's no longer going to, like, you know, stand for something of prowess and significance and earnestness. That's its dominant trait, earnestness. And now it's like I'm going to have to see the cloak of blunder around it.
Well, but I'm sure that the more modern dictionaries have that definition there as well.
Well, go find out or something, because I'm need
healing. You're bereft.
Yeah.
No bones about it. You're bereft.
No bones about it, dear. make no bones about
and
it.
And the other thing that was very interesting was you talked about the meanness of people in our institutions. Mm. And it's I just read an article, and under the article, there was a quote by the Donald where he said people have been very mean to him. To him. And I'm beginning to see that whatever he complains about is something he does. Putting out false news, he does that. Being mean, he does that. So that's how you can find out exactly what's going on with him. It's what he complains about.
Hi, this is Senator Beauregard, and if I could just jump in here, good to see you. Hi, Senator, great to have you here. Well, I'm always glad to.
Welcome, Senator.
Good to be here. Well, we were talking about you the other day. Oh, yeah, what was you saying about me? Well, we'll talk about that later. Do you have something you want to say? Well, yeah, the old people get all high horse up here about what's happening with these elected officials and all. You should have seen what went on with Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson and James Madison. Those boys, they were each thought they were the devil incarnate when it came to this government. They were, the hostility that went back and forth between what they called then the Republicans and the Federalists would make a sailor blush.
Oh, no bones about it.
No bones about it. So it's always rife with juggling itself about being annoyed. But I heard someone say just the other day on a program that it's a certain sector of society that's their way of giving the government, or whatever they see the powers that be, the finger, the middle finger, to be more precise. Not everybody. When I say about the finger, that, you know, that's because there's different bones and these are different fingers. And, you know, you hope they get along in that work coordinated way there, because if you got the bones in each of these fingers moving off on a different direction, well, you're going to have a whole other kind of body politic.
No bones about it.
Thank you, Senator. That is just, it just takes me right back to my core self.
I was just thinking about, when you talked about power, you know, like these people in the early time of our government, you know, people are vying for power, getting power, experiencing their own power. And it's not necessarily a kind thing, the quest for power, because it means that you have to get beyond somebody, which means, it doesn't always mean that you consider those people. You can step on them or move them aside so you can be first or you can be dominant. And no bones about it, it's not an easy ride. Once you realize you truly are powerful, you don't have to constantly prove it.
That's why they keep it a secret. Because if people really knew that they were capable of choosing for themselves and be the power of their own person, well, the other guy wouldn't be able to get a job, let alone own the company.
Yeah, but you can't even know that until you are there. I mean, it's like you can't know that you have power until you know you have power.
Well, that's why we're selling shares of there. We have like a first offering of these shares of there, and we're going to issue 1,000 shares of there to the first 1,000 people. And what these shares will entitle you to more and more there. And it can be any kind of there you want. It can be there be or therefore, but you can use them any way you want. They're there and they're there for you.
No bones about.
Exactly.
You know, the other day you said, "Are you there?" to me, and I said, "No, I'm here." So there we go. Where is there? Because whenever you're there, you're really here.
Well, these are some of the things that you encounter as you age, if you hadn't already noticed. Right. Not just having age, but age with herbivore influences from your past in a time when you were like that. And
herbivore?
Herb, imbibing of herb, that skews our consciousness in such a way that it's like, my experience of like doing a drug is like stepping on my tiptoes, looking over the fence of my own awareness.
Yes, it is. And then you realize one day it's like I think of it as a telescope, gets you to see things that are really far away. And then one day you have to realize that you're right next to the things that you've been looking at.
Faith is like a periscope.
Periscope.
Yeah. Faith is the periscope. I can hear. Do you mind if I jump in there? No. Father O'Malley, I know you have something to say about faith. Well, sure, you know, Errol, there, that faith is what I think is like the grand door to the place where we all really want to get once we get down to where we're getting to. No bones about it there, my boy. And so the thing about it is that if you have the faith, and people have such a strange, undeveloped understanding of the faith, let me tell you, that's the thing I have to always be teaching those folks all the time, is that faith is that use of your own will to bring about into your life the things that are most dear to you. That's right. That's what faith is. And you choose, use your will there, and you say, I choose to act as if this moment that was coming was another moment of blessing being offered to me from the universe for nothing. Father, that's a beautiful image. Did you, what gave you that awareness? Well, my boy, when you spent enough time on your knees with other folks who are on their knees, and your knees start to get skinned off there, you get a high, mighty motivation to get off your knees. That's it. And when your motivation is strong enough there to get off your knees, where do you think you'll be going? You'll be standing up, my boy, standing up, coming to full awareness. And that's what you're being offered here. No bones about it. Make no bones about it.
I won't.
Thank you. You know, one of the things.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, you go.
Well, when you're talking about, like, I think there must be so many different definitions as you walk around faith. You know, that I just thought of stepping out into the ether of reality without seeing the stairs.
That's beautiful. That's a beautiful rendition of faith. But from the point of view of make no bones about it, the other image that came up for me is that to make no bones about it is to tell it like it is.
You don't know where I used to feel, no. Got me a house on the other side of town, down by the railroad track. It ain't much, but it's all mine. Better than where I was at. I used to wander around Dope City, crazy and on my mind. Now I got me a job down at the Five and Dime, and I made my way. I got to tell it like it is. I used to wake up in the morning time.
up, feeling all kinds of blue. Remembering how we used to get high and the things we used to do. I went over to your mama's house to see if you was around. She says the devil had finally got that boy. Lord, he's 6 feet in the ground. Feel the world dragging you down, raising you up. When you feel the pain of all of the love you're still dreaming of. If you drive out the darkness, bring in the light, keep love alive. You can just keep it to yourself.
That was Tell It Like It Is with Annie Mack. No bones about it. You know, there's this soul that you feel soul. People know what the feeling of soul is, or if you don't, then you got some catching up to do.
You know, I told you I went to see the Summer of Love exhibit at the De Young, which was like a commercial for the Summer of Love. It's like a big commercial, rather than feeling it. And there was this room that was like a big room with lots of kind of atmospheric clouds and stuff like that. And there was music played in there. And there were people sitting around and just sitting quietly. And the person I was with at the museum, she's pretty out there. She's a ex-hippie, or she still is in many ways. And she started to dance. And everybody was sort of looking at her like she shouldn't be dancing. And so I started dancing too, and I realized that this is the Summer of Love, and all these people are sitting there uptight. And the whole idea of the hippie movement was to break those walls, not to spend your life looking at the clock, to really live in the moment, to tell it like it is, to feel it. There was no bones about it. It was really fun. Anyway...
Wow. Did you get that? Oh, ye listener out there, how are your bones doing? I mean, really, are they nice and firm? And given some, let's take pause here for just a moment to be aware of and acknowledge our bones.
My brittle bones. My arthritic bones. Any kind of bones.
But I want to go back to this business of faith, and why I keep coming back to it is because I have experienced, and also believe in, because I've experienced it and it continues to bless me with assurance, is that when I use my will and through my imagination choose to act as if the true, the beautiful, and the good were ever present, wherever there I may end up, that will then become a here, and trust that that is so. And that's the continuity and the constant curvature of existence as it spirals through reality, you know, unending in its infiniteness. See?
Right. And it's your claiming it. To me, like, faith is you claiming that reality of truth, beauty, and goodness. You see it, you become it, you are it, and you have the faith that it is, so therefore you are.
But, in all fairness to everybody, it can be really scary, because one of the things that the faith, in order for it to work, you have to leave behind your sense of control. Whoops.
That's why very few people live out of faith.
Now, someone might ask us, Rabbi, how is one different from the other, being have to let go of a sense of control in order to have faith? Well, when you have faith, it's like you're being creative, you're stepping in the unknown, and you're bringing something to life that you never thought of before. So that's what it means when I say. You mean what it means to step into the unknown? You embrace with faith with your will and your imagination, and everyone who has even learned to walk has been able to do this, let alone all the other things. And so you make that choice to hold things and find things and find ways to put them together. And then they come into something new, and that becomes the new thing you say. Make no bones about it.
Isn't that like, that is the creative spirit moving in your life? How is that, how is it equated with faith? I mean, you have the faith that you have that? Do we have the faith that we are creative? I mean, I guess I'm a little confused here.
Okay, it's the image from Raiders of the Lost Ark. We've talked about it before.
I saw that, but Rabbi Greenberg, I'm talking to you.
Oh, Rabbi.
Because you were talking about creating something new. And to me, that's the creative moment. Faith leads you to that moment? I mean, I'm not quite sure what you're saying.
Faith is what is co-creating that moment with you. The moment and you are co-creating with each other. And faith is what connects the two of you. It's like trust. Faith is made up of trust. So you add some trust, and it leads to faith. If you don't have trust, it's hard to get the faith.
Yeah, I got that. It was getting to that creative moment that was confusing to me.
Well, I hope we got that clear, sports fans.
Make no bones about it.
There are no bones, but there are, well, as it turns out, dry bones.
Dry bones.
We're going to sing about the valley of the dry bones. Ezekiel prophesied the bones would live again. He said that the bones would walk around. Now Ezekiel connected them, dry bones. Ezekiel connected them, dry bones. Ezekiel connected them, dry bones. Now hear the word of the Lord. The toe bone connected to the foot bone connected to the ankle bone connected to the leg bone connected to the knee bone connected to the thigh bone connected to the hip bone connected to the backbone connected to the shoulder bone connected to the neck bone connected to the head bone. Now hear the word of the Lord. And them bones gonna walk around, them bones gonna walk around, them bones gonna walk around. Now hear the word of the Lord. Disconnect them bones, Emma. Dry bones, disconnect them bones, Emma. Dry bones, disconnect them bones, Emma. Dry bones, now hear the word of the Lord. The head bone connected from the neck bone connected from the shoulder bone connected from the backbone connected from the hip bone connected from the thigh bone connected from the knee bone connected from the leg bone connected from the ankle bone connected from the foot bone connected from the toe bone. Now hear the word of the Lord. Them bones gonna live again. Them bones gonna walk around. Them bones gonna praise the Lord. Now hear the word of the Lord. Them bones and dry bones. Bones and dry bones.
All right.
make no bones about that.
And that was the King's Heralds singing Dry Bones. But in the meantime, I'd like to know, Barney, what are you making no bones about? I don't know. You know what I'm making no bones about? I'm making no bones about going up to people who are ready to be going up to. And, of course, you have to determine that before you get in their face, because they may not be the kind of folks who are ready for you to walk up to them and do something that has the feeling of make no bones about it. Because the people that they know, a lot of the people they know, when something they say make no bones about it, they know that it could be about their bones being broken, right? That can happen. That if you don't pay, you know, your bookie or whatever, the, you know, the gangsters, there's a certain amount of that that's going on forever. And they like Rocky, that guy, used to go, you know, break their finger bones to, or something like that. Anyway, that was what they did to get the money to be paid. So that's another way of looking at the bones. But as these nice fellas who were singing this song, I hope you get find out who that was there, they reminded us that these bones just come together and they're all connected. And the neck bones and the head bones, and they're not directly connected because some of these bones got out of bones between them and the other bones there. But they send each other's messages to the other bones, like the neck bones send messages to the thigh bone sometimes, because they got a thing going for each other, the neck bone and thigh. They build different kind of relationships, these bones, you know. They talk to each other. And that's why we love them. And thanks for putting in a plug for the bones. I think that plugging the bones is, you don't want to plug them too tight. You know, you want to make sure there's ready a marrow. In case, you know, when marrow comes to marrow, well, then, you know, make no bones about it. You're going to be there. Thank you, Barney. That was...
No bones about it, Barney.
No bones about it.
So he tells it like it is. So it's like, I almost think that there's no bones about it doesn't necessarily mean it is of the highest, but it's no bones about it. I mean, you just say it like it is. You tell it like it is. And then there's like no bones about it when you're telling it like it is, that has more intrinsic meaning, is inspiring, is makes you want to be more than you are, even though who you are is wonderful. You want more of it.
I passed someone the other day and I thought, I felt the person was very composed. He's like, he knew himself, he regarded himself, he was whatever, he just manifested that. And I realized that I don't see that often as much as it could be. The world needs a steadying hand right now. That's what it's needed.
The problem is, and make no bones about it, when we're growing and we're all individuals, it's very hard to say how it should be like a leveling thing to us, because we're so varied and so different. And to me, the challenge is, how do we find the connection, like our bones connect us? We all have them, no matter what shape, form, or anything else we're in. We all got them bones. And that's a connecting, not to make a pun out of it, but that's connecting force right there. See, we get lost in the images, and then we don't have a connecting force because the images are all so varied.
But that's why they share each other's houses, because in order to stay varied, and especially variegated, they need to, you know, frolic. And these images, they frolic. And we frolic.
Frolic or frolic?
Frolic. You know, you frolic. Frolicsome. People don't, it doesn't get as much attention frolicking as it deserves. And this, yes.
We don't have time to frolic. We live in a world that has imprisoned us into, let's say, 9 to 5 or whatever it is, a work-a-day world. We work all day. You know, we don't even have time to come home and make dinner. You know, we have to buy it from someplace. The thing is that because of that, we've imprisoned ourselves in many, many ways, and therefore frolicking can take place only 2 days a week. Don't make no bones about it. You have a limited time to frolic in the world in which we have created.
I was reminded of the Hindu god Shiva, the destroyer or transformer. That's a part of the dynamic that forms the various facets of God. I think in our thing about claiming that there's one God, I think a lot of people then kind of, you know, eliminated that there are many facets. Yeah, it's one God, but there's many facets. Imagine, for example, a diamond. That, let's just take a small one, the size of, the moon.
And, oh, that's a small one.
we'll get to the big ones later on. And imagine all its facets. And imagine these facets, like facets of a diamond, just continuing to enlarge. And that we and our diamond nature selves are that diamond glistening different, what do they call it, faces of the diamond. And that's who we are.
That's faceted.
Multifaceted. Oh,
that's fascinating.
Well, that's why not only you should frolic, you should facet.
I don't like to facet. It makes me get tired because I have to eat.
I didn't say fast. I said facet.
I know what you said.
Okay.
I make no bones about it. Yeah, I can play.
Okay, okay.
I can play.
Yeah. Save us, Professor
I'm
Umbridge.
Frolicking.
Please save us. What do you got? Something a little more serious, I hope. Oh, good evening. What I want to first suggest is that it is a good evening, and I'm happy to put, make no bones about it. I think that's an excellent candidate for make no bones about it. Human beings have the capacity to transcend the limitations they impose upon themselves. Make no bones about it. It's possible for humans to use their will for their own full benefit. Make no bones about it. And there are many things that we want to not make bones about. And so the other side of make no bones about it is don't lock it into structure. Let it ride free. You don't have to make bones about everything. Everything doesn't have to go into structure. There is structure, and then there is life, love, spirit, and then there's structure which holds that into certain forms and shapes for some small period of time, and then that structure dissipates and it goes off into structure with some other dissipated people, structures that are coming forth from some other end of the universe. It's constantly doing that. Indeed, it is a dance. And the gift we are given, though, if we're willing to cast off our image of ourselves, is that we can be conscious through the entire process. And that's what the eternal awareness is, that is being made available to us. And we each can make that choice. It's free. Oh, jolly good. Huh? Make no bones about it.
And when you were talking, Professor, I began to, when you used the word dance, I became very aware that when we're dancing, that this connection with our body and the music of life, and we're moving through it. And in our desire to be more, we can't imagine what that is. I mean, to me, that's where the freedom comes, is that we allow ourselves to move with faith into a place we've never been before, which is maybe the next step in our evolution. Who knows? But the thing is that if we desire to go there, make no bones about it, we'll get there.
Right.
Make no bones about it. That was Clouds. That was from some years ago, wasn't it? I think they recorded that in 1840. What was that date?
Make no bones about it. It was a very early recording.
I have to be honest with you. I haven't told you this, but I've started getting my centuries mixed up. I catch myself. I don't get the day. You know, I know the day and the week. But sometimes I think I'm in another century. And the thing about it is I don't know which one it is. I just know it's not this century.
Should I worry about you, Errol?
Definitely.
I am. I'm going to worry about you. Make no bones about it. You tell me things like that and I will worry.
Well, so what I'm observing in this one particular century is... here's an interesting thing. There's no security guards at the airports. That is so curious.
What are you talking about?
Well, in this other century that I'm visiting now.
That's because there's no airports.
Oh, well, let me look more closely and see. see. Of course, that makes sense. There's no airports. Right. So there's no security.
Try to get into a castle.
Right. You can't even call a cab. Remember the last time you called a cab?
Well, I was in New York City.
Cabbie.
I was in New York City. I was at a friend's wedding. I left the wedding, came out of the wedding, and I put my arm up like that. Well, you can't see what that is, but I lifted it up and shook it, and a cab stopped. Just like that. I didn't even have to call a cab. I just put my arm up, and a cab stopped, picked me up, and took me to my destination. And we had a wonderful conversation, too.
Wow.
Make no bones about it. You can if you want to.
I'm humbled. I'm just made humble by that remark.
Why?
Why? Do I have to ask why? She's always asking me the why. Why this? Why that?
How else do I get wise?
Hey, little guy, Errol. Let's not get that whiny guy coming into the conversation.
That's right. Make no bones about it. Let's see the man stand up
there. Keep the whiny guy over there. It's okay to have it as part of the past.
And the other century.
The other century. Yeah, you know, centuries can go lots of different directions. So let me ask you, listener, a direct question. So far, how is your century, 21st century, going? I mean, have you stopped to reflect? You've been in the 21st century.
For 17 years.
17 years. Okay, you're a 17-year-old century. Imagine how you were when you were 17. So when you look back on it, are you if you had to, you know, kind of evaluate it, were times where you gave it an A, times where it was not such an A, maybe a D or whatever. And that's part of the process of waking up. Professor Schnitzel, what about that?
Or there are video experiments where people are sleeping. Yeah, this is Professor Schnitzel. And when people are sleeping, we put electrodes in their heads and then we flash pictures of them being happy. Look at themselves lying in the bed the way they are. And we flash that to their brain. It doesn't do anything to their brain, but we love it. The scientists who are looking at it, because it's very funny. It's the funny thing is the person is some kind of wiggling. Some kind of wiggling. You know what I mean? Is wiggle?
No.
Wiggle.
I know what you mean by wiggle, but I understand how the process of wiggling.
Okay. I'll explain. Yeah. The wiggling, when you think about people wiggling like they're on a bus with it's crowded, so there's wiggling. Yeah? And then you imagine all
what?
The wiggling.
Yeah, but you said the bus is crowded?
Yeah, and so people wiggle on the bus.
Not any bus I've ever been on. I've never seen people wiggle on the bus.
Wait a minute. You mean like just the movement they make to kind of get in position when there's a lot of people bunched up against it? That's what you mean by wiggle? Yeah, that's wiggling. I understand. Wiggling, wiggling is good. So let me see if I got this. The spare Rochelle. So when people like wiggling around and sort of bumping up into each other, it's really like
don't dare bump into anybody on a bus. They'll hit you with the pocketbook.
Can I just finish this, and then you won't have to burden yourself with carrying this.
Thank you. Go right ahead.
Message.
Make no bones about it. I'm standing back.
I can't keep track of it anymore.
That's exactly where I've been.
But here's the I don't want to leave you tonight without emphasizing this thing about trust. I was sitting with a group of people here at Lupin, our neighbors. We were just all gathered under the trees. It was beautiful, very spontaneously, very relaxed, very real with each other. One woman shared something deep from her heart, which, you know, I cherished, and I think others do. Not an easy thing for her to have shared. It was a blessing to all of us. And in that moment, I realized that when people come together, we will need necessarily, and I hope I've talked about this before because I want to belabor it. Make no bones about it. The issue of trust is probably our best access to the most powerful force or energy that we could put into this situation. It's fragmenting because of excessive distrust. If you think about it, that's
what are we trusting?
Exactly.
Exactly. That's no answer. Exactly. I'm trusting exactly. That's what I'm trusting.
Well,
let me tell you, I trust exactly every day.
That's not so far off, because when you think of exactly.
Uh-oh.
Wait.
No bones about it.
Let me jump in here. When you're thinking of exactly, it's like this on this side is exactly the same. So the two lines that are like equal signs over onto this side is exactly on this side. Well, there's nothing not like that on that side. So when you have exactly, and you have equals exactly the same as that side's over there, what you have is basically the first two centers of the universe, the first and the second, holding that space between each other. And they are exactly the other equal signs. So what you put your faith in or trust in is the possibility that exactly fits in the universe and that you are in exactly the right place for you.
At the right time.
At the right, perfect, exact time.
No, make no bones about it. You can't be anyplace else.
That's right. Well, you can have the illusion, and I think that helps us understand why it's an illusion. It's Maya. You know, we don't know what it is. Maya, you know the term, Hindu term Maya. It means like my golf clubs, my...
My brain is falling off my head.
You know, like my car keys.
Which I don't know where they are.
These things start to go missing. And so that's when you become more aware of what an illusion it was in the first place. You were just better able to keep it in your head because you had a younger head. And so you hadn't got to my, what was that? I forgot what that was.
Somebody said about you one day, they said, Errol, he's not remembering things. And I had to tell that man, he's never remembered things.
I think the guy said, should we worry?
That was the line.
Should we worry?
No, he's always been like that.
He's never remembered things. There you go.
No, that's not true. You remember lots of things. You remember lines. You remember everything you read, you remember. But the thing is that you don't remember where things are.
Yeah. Let me just respond to that. I don't remember. I do remember lines. I was in a line at a Safeway about 3 weeks ago.
And you remember that line well.
Oh, are you kidding? The people in that line were like... They were so unique, you know. It was hard, like, to not go, wow, how did I get to be in this great line? And it was a long line, so I got to savor, you know, each of them, you know, I kind of grooved on them that are all down the line, and they got their little purchase in their hand.
Do you notice that you cannot go into a grocery store and walk out quickly anymore? The lines are very long, and there aren't that many of them for that reason.
No.
That's why they're long.
But you can waltz out quickly. If you start waltzing, you can get out of there right away. They'll put you at the head of the line.
But
you
can't go out with your things.
Well,
you can't take them with you.
Don't get so many things, because I can see your things in your arms.
I know, that's just it. I mean, I go to the line. I have like three things, and everybody's in front of me with many, 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 many things. The in the supermarket... the what is that, fast lane has disappeared. It's not there anymore.
Really?
No, the express lane doesn't exist in the supermarket that I go to. If you want to get out fast, you have to go through one of those machines. And they always make me nervous. I always think I'm going to make a mistake.
Did I do you B40 tell it like it is? Got to be blatant in this time. Now let me tell me more about being blatant. You got to be blatant, Misa, with products you invent. If you don't patent it, you don't see a cent. You have no money for give pay up your rent. If you crash your car or you in an accident, it's not your fault. You be blatant. I have no idea what his point is. Do you know?
No, make no bones about it. I don't know what he's talking about, but it was fun to listen to.
I that's the thing.
Who is the person who sang that song?
UB40.
Oh, UB40. I'd be something else now.
Speaking of UB, I do want to put in a plug for, I hesitate to say it, but the Urantia book.
Hesitate to say it?
I don't know. That is a good thing. Why do I hesitate to say it?
Because that book has inspired you throughout the years.
Oh, yes. I am profoundly and deeply and grateful. I don't know how much of it, what its truth that it spoke actually wore off into me and that I was able to become it. I think I'm still in process, needless to say, and probably will be forever. I look forward to it. But nevertheless, being in the process of becoming more accustomed to existence, more and more accustomed to life in the universe, more and more appreciative of the ways the universe dances with itself and makes itself laugh at its own mistakes.
Hmm. That's very poetic. Make no bones about it.
Make no bones about it.
I heard somebody once say there is no such thing as a mistake in the universe. I guess one would have to clarify mistake. You know, like you want to do this and you push the wrong button and the world blows up. That's a big mistake.
Right. You can make little mistakes or you can make big mistakes. Well, let's stop here and take advantage of this time. We won't even begin to scratch the surface of this subject. But what are mistakes? Indeed, it implies that there was some place that we were headed that we judged where we ended up by as succeeding in getting us there or not. And so we tend to go, oh, that was a mistake. And then if we're smart and conscious, we'll go, well, what did I learn from that? And then you'll apply that to the next lesson. People are very familiar with this process. It's any kind of problem-solving process. It's just when our emotions get involved and our sense of self gets threatened in circumstances that cause us to misbehave, like there was behave over there and like we missed it. We ended up over here on this side over here.
Make no bones about it.
Yeah. There was behave and there was miss over there. A lot of people are going miss, but you can always come back to behave, because what is behave? Be yourself, have yourself. What is have? H-A-V-E. You spell it. Have.
Have.
Right. I forget that's how it's spelled.
No, that's how it's pronounced.
It is. So behave yourself is the same as behave yourself.
Oh, that sounds good. I like that.
Yeah.
Make no bones about that. I like it.
I'm so glad you like it. I would like to, speaking of like it, I want to give deep thanks to Go Raw for sponsoring us and making this possible, and for the two brothers at bbsradio.com. Oh, my God. These people are gifts to life. Let me tell you, coming and going. Well, not so much about the going, but we'll talk about the going parts later.
That's another show, Errol.
That's another
show. No bones about it.
It's coming. We've talked about the coming, but not sure we've gotten into the going. But we'll see if we can come to that.
Well, we're all going.
We'll be gone soon, so take advantage of us.
So therefore, we're going.
While we're here.
Someone said something, and I think I mentioned it on the program once, that, you know, from the moment we're born, we die. We're in the process of dying. And so that would be like, from the moment we're born, we're in the process of going.
Well, you know what Shiva says about that? Make no bones about it. She always is known for saying that.
Shiva, she just has more lines.
I love her. Oh, my God. You know, wow, she's powerful. And that's what we're here to discover. And with that, we probably need to kind of be mosey on down the road. It's been a glorious time with you, Rochelle.
And you, Errol. It always is.
And I do want to remind you of my email address. estrider@gmail.com.
Oh, my God. It makes me want to do something with that thing. It's just compelling.
You see, our whole goal is that when you hear that, you'll say, please fix that stupid way you make.
No, I don't think so. It's compelling. It's compelling.
Oh,
it makes me want to go there.
Yeah, I do. I go there every day.
Oh, you do. I know you do.
See, what do I have to say to myself? Speaking of, what do we have to say to ourselves? Rochelle, what do we need to remember?
We need to remember that resistance is what you add to pain to make it last longer and hurt more.
Make no bones about it.